Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Fire Moss Spirit Warrior, and I've got 15 minutes to do a jam-packed session. No music, thank God, right? Oh my God, I'm so sick of it. I want to put some other ones on there, and I can't. I don't know why. Okay, the last video I suggested last show, just fear-based hype or the real deal? I was hoping I'd have more views than that. I've lost all my views. That's so sad. When I was really looping out, I had a whole bunch, which is concerning because people wanted to listen to a crazy person. I think the much of it does just end up being fear-based bullpucky because the video was 2 years old and maybe the government is preparing for takeover, but we should see more military trucks by now, 2 years later, from the video time. Right or wrong? What do you think about it? I think it is good for us all to have a backup plan, whatever that may look like for each individual and or family. Pray and seek guidance from a higher power or God. I choose to call my God, Creator God, and Jesus his son, and he may have had a daughter too. We will never really know, but I believe in Jesus very much. I believe he will keep those safe that are meant to be safe, and that those that are meant to leave the earth will leave the earth. It is the hard, cold truth of life and death. I may not survive whatever may be. The powers out there running the world are doing things none of us know about. I have no idea what they will do with me or any of my brothers or sisters. If your gut says leave the country, leave the country. If your heart says make roots where you are and hope for the best, take root. We're doing the latter. It's a very difficult decision to make. It feels ignorant at times. However, that, my friend, is entirely up to you as an independent soul with God or whatever you believe in. The video, very visual. There was fire. I mean, fire is usually can be scary depending on the size of the fire. It's a pretty big fire on that video. And I'm kind of embarrassed now because I suggested the video. I believe in it. I believe in the idea. I believe that withdrawing funds, calling for a blockade of Congress and Senate, and a military mutiny are brilliant. Those videos had over 1 million views. Over 1 million views. But it's 2 years later. Things are worse in many ways. So the question is, how will the bomb be dropped? Will it literally be a bomb? Will it literally be set up like a movie? You know, like 9/11? Do you know the money it took to pull off that scam that killed innocent victims? Hundreds upon hundreds. So, I think because things are so bad, they have to make it look like an external attack again. And they would be taking us to safety. And I wonder if it's really safety. It could be a made up, you know. And then they just return them to their homes. you know, and everyone's getting all worked up and it's going to be just like this big movie. I don't know. I have animal cards and indigo angel cards. They're called oracle cards, very similar to a tarot, but in almost every capacity, not even close to the same. I don't see any similarities. And I don't think one is better than the other. I think that it's a preference. I think I'm a little bit of an oracle speaker when I'm feeling up to snuff and really have a good energy flowing. But when I pull my cards, when I pull my angel cards and my animal cards, every time it's that I'm safe, stay where you are. But I have other people I know that are leaving, that have moved, that have left the country, and I'm like, what? Like, so God just wants me to die here? If it's going to get that bad, right? If it's going to get that bad. I don't know. I seriously can't find anything to blab about for 8 minutes. Long paused. But I still believe that American people need to wake up and find the truth, rebel on the right things, and fight for the good. Not blowing up, not N-O-T, not blowing shit up, man. Baltimore, what? The fuck, man? What the fuck? Gangsters, what the fuck are you doing? Wake up. What else was going on? Wasn't there something else, like, simultaneously again? God, the show goes on and on and on. No order. Crime is shooting out of the roof. Our neighborhood is like slowly corrupting at best just from having break-ins. People don't stick around for that shit. Why am I swearing again? I have went like months without swearing. Months. My goodness. Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned swearing. While we have bioweapons. I believe one of them is ticks. Yeah, I do. Kill the dogs, make the people sick in the house, the use of pesticide material to just, the diatomaceous clay does a great job under normal conditions. Where I live, it is not normal conditions. You could walk out in a path and have ticks up your calf. No shit. I think they're dropping them from the fucking planes. I mean, I don't know where I come up with this shit. And I think it's the stuff I'm supposed to put on the show, but I don't, because what if it is prophetic? What if it's true? What if they just want to slowly have a bunch of people die and nobody even knows it? They do, but I mean, it's under the disguise of tick diseases. And disease and Ebola and well, shit, that's not working fast enough, so let's create an underground earthquake again. I don't even want to research Naples. If it was natural or another one of psychotic Obama-administered universal, worldwide, underground organizations that fucking had a bunch of people killed again, making it look like a natural disaster before they bring in the Antichrist. When is the Antichrist coming? Not very soon. We have to be squabbling on our knees. Does any of that make any sense? Squabbling on our knees to our government. Go back to Germany. There were certain groups that were doing pretty good, right? Okay. The rest of the people were desperate. We're not desperate enough. Not yet. It's completely psychological. We will spray our own yards with herbicides and pesticides, kill ourselves slowly. If we don't participate in some type of herbicide where I live, you could dust your entire house and yard with diatomaceous clay, and it's a lot of work. It's time consuming, and it probably will help for a little while, and then you got to do it again and again and again. And I'm about not even 20 feet from my neighbor, see? So it gets complicated. Oh. Have tobacco around. Have organic tobacco around your house. Even if the Ebola pops up in your area or nearby, let your children touch it a little bit. I think it's just their hands. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you have to puff it or if you can just handle it a little bit. Have clay in your house. Have the organic tobacco around. It also helps with pests outside to a certain degree. But I'm dealing with armies of them. Armies. It's very odd that the creatures would decide to just go on one small little square foot patch where there isn't any chemicals, opposed to finding a more broader area somewhere, isn't it? I don't know if there's anything I can really analyze on that. It's somewhat like the evil government seeping in slowly. Pretty soon we're just consumed by being radared and watched every single second. If you don't do it how they like, they'll make something come in your life or path that screws you up real good. How about some crop dusting? Amen. I hand all this to God. 26 seconds left on my clock here. I hope everyone has a beautiful day. C'est la vie. Ciao. Hasta la vista. John's taught me German. Bye. And I don't remember it. I will have him write it down in German. I will learn the Russian. Goodbye. Everyone have a beautiful day. Bye.